Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Oh, Aaron, hi. Anthony Foss here, caregiver for Melissa Kresge.
Yes, what can I do for you?
You came out in December and did something with Melissa. Does that have anything to do with the county? I just got a call from Jose, and he's like, she has a discharge date of February 28th.
No. So when I came out, that was to get the client service assigned, and they also counsel the wellness check. When it's in with the county, that's going to be her Medicaid fund. So if there's a discharge date on her file, that means that her annual renewal is due for her Medicaid insurance. That's everything. That's her physical health insurance, her home care stuff, any food stamps. That must be her annual thing. It's either her annual is up, and they're saying that the paperwork wasn't turned in, and it has to be returned to the county assistant's office to keep her Medicaid funds active, or there's some type of...
Oh, so you mean the renewal
for Medicaid?
Oh, you mean the renewal for the Medicaid? Oh, so she has to renew it.
Yep. And what county are you in? Yes, she is.
Montgomery.
That's Norristown. That's the Norristown county. The county still north. Luckily, they're probably the best county assistance office in the state. So if you get to them in time, then she won't lose her Medicaid stuff.
So it's just a renewal thing.
Yeah.
All right, I think I can do that online for. Yeah, I think I can do it online for.
If she's in the Compass database, the Compass app, you can do it online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if she's in the Compass.
Okay, and there should be a.
You can do it online.
Okay, I will get her to do that, or I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, get that. You want to do that as soon as possible so they can
authorize
it, and then we'll see in the system because any discharge, they'll be removed.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Have a good one.